the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrors fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually, and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among Thy servants, of a handmaid from among Thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willst, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Almighty, dear brothers and sisters, Salaam Alaikum, you're listening to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us under the topic of Palestine. Today, Sunday, is the 11th of Shawwal, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 2nd of Hordad, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 23rd of May, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Chapter Ma'idah from the Holy Quran, verse 21. Let's listen to it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. يا قوم ادخلوا الأرض المقدسة التي كتب الله لكم ولا ترتدوا على أدباركم فتنقلبوا خاسرين.
O my people, enter the holy land which Allah has assigned to you, and do not turn back from fighting in Allah's cause, and thus become losers.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In this verse, the Quran states the process of the arrival of the children of Israel into the Holy Land as follows. Moses told his people to arrive the Holy Land which Allah had assigned for them. And as for that arrival, they should not be afraid of its difficulties. They were enjoined not to refrain from any self-sacrifice, because had they turned on their backs, they would have been of the losers.
سَنَأْتِي إِلَيْكَ نَشُدُّ الرِّحَالَ وَيَعْلُو الْأَذَانُ أَذَانُ بِلَالٍ سَنَأْتِي بِبَأْسٍ لِأَهْلِ الْخَنَا وَنَشْفِي الصُّدُورَ بِوَأْدِ الضَّلَالِ وَنَشْفِي الصُّدُورَ بِوَأْدِ الضَّلَالِ
سَنَأْتِي إِلَيْكَ نَشُدُّ الرِّحَالَ وَيَعْلُو الْأَذَانُ أَذَانُ بِلَالٍ سَنَأْتِي بِبَأْسٍ لِأَهْلِ الْخَنَا وَنَشْفِي الصُّدُورَ بِوَأْدِ الضَّلَالِ وَنَشْفِي الصُّدُورَ بِوَأْدِ الضَّلَالِ.
The catastrophe facing the Palestinian people is the defining global justice issue of our time. Governments around the world, including the US government, have enabled Israel to carry out this oppression. Israel's oppressive rule over the Palestinian people relies on the support of countries and companies which back Israel through diplomatic support, trade, and investment. U.S.-based companies sell weapons and military technology to Israel, which it uses against the Palestinian people. While the U.S. government does nothing to hold Israel to account, Israel continues to defend its rule. We support the Palestinian people's struggle for justice and their call for people of conscience to join boycott, divestment, and sanctions campaigns to stop business and governments from lending support to oppression and to pressure the Israel government to respect Palestinians' rights and comply with international law. Dr. Fakhr Rouhani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. Why is Palestine so important for Muslims? The Prophet Moses went over there. He went to Egypt, and from Egypt he migrated back to Palestine. Okay, and we find that in Egypt the Pharaoh was over there, and Pharaoh was such a person, such a tyrant, that imposed all sorts of oppressions on Moses and other people who were true believers of Moses. And because of this, at the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Moses together with his followers moved back from Egypt to Palestine. At the same time, we find that it was in Jerusalem that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly spoke with his prophet Moses. And because of this, the prophet Moses was later on referred to as Kalimullah, that is the interlocutor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After Moses, such prophets as David and Solomon were over there, I mean, in Palestine, and they built very large sanctuaries and sacred places for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Islamic literature and Islamic sources, it's indicated that the Prophet David, the personality who initiated, I mean, repairing or I mean reconstructing the city of Jerusalem and the great worshipping place, that is the central mosque, Masjid al-Aqsa, or the great mosque of the city of Jerusalem over there. Although David, tried a lot to reconstruct the whole mosque and by the same token to reconstruct the whole city, he wasn't successful to do it, I mean, completely on himself, by himself. Rather, David recommended his son Solomon, who was a great king at the same time, to continue it.
I will not fall, but I'm forgotten. I'm standing tall, I feel abandoned. Stand elevated, blessed by the prophets, led by the greatest, and peace it was promised. Can you hear my cry? Can you feel my hurt? One day the sun will rise over this land of love.
Muslims have the upper hand in the issue of Palestine. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. You are with, and we're speaking about the issue of Palestine. The issue of Palestine is the primary issue of the world of Islam. Fortunately, on the issue of Palestine, Muslims have gradually gained the upper hand. You should take a look at the events of the 50-day war in Gaza and see how a limited number of Palestinians who did not have powerful weapons, enough resources and means of communication, managed to defeat the Zionist regime, which is the symbol of Western power in the region. Notice how they managed to impose their requests upon them and how they frustrated their effort to attack Gaza. This shows that we are strong on the inside. We have many capabilities. We can challenge every enemy, and we can defend ourselves. We should not underestimate our power. The power of Islam, the power of Holy Quran, the power of faith, and the power of the Islamic Ummah is a great power. This power should not be underestimated because it can resist oppression. We do not intend to dominate the world, rather we intend to condemn and resist the oppression of arrogant governments that bully Muslim nations. We intend to resist oppression, and we can. Now, ways to support Palestinians. Donate. Dear friend, along with being subjected to state and settler violence on a daily basis, many Palestinian people are suffering from dire economic situation. The Israeli occupation of Palestinian lands means that many people do not have any employment and are living in poverty. For people who are able to donate money to the various organizations working in Palestine to assist them with basic resources, this will help to assist the people of Palestine. The objective meaning of the Quranic phrase, the Holy Land, is either the whole region of ancient Syria, Jordan, Palestine, or Jerusalem.
A while back we heard about the green light that was given to the Israeli government by countries that are considered leaders in the Muslim world. And truly it wasn't, I'd say it wasn't very shocking, surprising maybe, but not very shocking. And these secret conversations that culminated in this announcement and now this policy and this green light of oppression. We read in chapter number 58, verse number 7, Surah Al-Mujadala. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Do you not know that God knows everything that's in the heaven and in the earth? مَا يَكُونُ مِن نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ وَلَا خَمْسَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ سَادِسُهُمْ وَلَا أَدْنَى مِن ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْثَرَ إِلَّا هُوَ مَعَهُمْ أَيْنَمَا كَانُوا. Do you not know that there is never three people that converse in private without God being the fourth? And there are never four people that converse in private without God being the fifth. And there are never five people that converse in private without God being the sixth. So whatever the plans are that take place in secret behind closed doors, eventually it is going to be exposed. Eventually it's going to be exposed. ثُمَّ يُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And indeed, he will inform them on the day of resurrection of what they did. So, at the end of the day, brothers and sisters, God is watching. The oppression that's taking place, the violence. You know, it's easy for us to become anxious and to think that, where is God in all of this? Where is the justice in all of this? When is the perpetration of violence going to stop? And sometimes we think to ourselves, you know, we're tired of hearing about the oppression. Well, as tired as we are of hearing about the oppression, it's nothing like being in it. You know, we have the privilege of going to bed every night knowing that, for the most part, knowing that we're going to wake up, that our houses aren't going to get bombed by a drone or an F-16 or something like that. That our children are going to come back home safe.
Inshallah, we continue this topic till another episode of today's special, Fi Amanillah.
Every day we tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free.
Food for thought. Hello, dear friends, and here is a wonderful prescription for your health by Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Eating 21 red raisins every day before breakfast saves from all diseases except death.
Iranian Radio, Global Mission. This is IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala ahli baytihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. In continuing our discussion on the very beautiful tradition of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, in which he defines for us, or mentions to us rather, the battalions and the military components, if you like to say, of the intellect and that of ignorance, the aql and jahal, we have reached the 22nd section. Now, section number 22 and 23 might seem familiar or might seem similar, but the words that the Imam alayhi salam uses clearly indicate there is a difference between the two battalions. Obviously, the Imam is mentioning different types of battalions, and obviously we understand that it is different by its opposite. For in logic, we learn that one of the way to define something is by understanding the opposite of that particular thing. So in this one, the 22nd, the Imam mentions what is known as istislam, which can roughly be explained as the apparent submission and the following of religion in an apparent manner. So a person understands that religion is correct. Religion may not have penetrated his heart, and this is what we understand from the next segment. And this is very clear in the Holy Quran as well, where there is a difference between a Muslim and a mu'min in terms of not only the definition, but also in terms of the acts and the belief that they have, in terms of the strength and weakness of it. So here are some of the insightful scholars have, you know, defined the word istislam, especially in connection with the following segment, which is the 23rd segment, which we will come to hopefully inshallah, in meaning that a person, you know, understands that yes, there is a need for religion, and religion is that so-called factor that guides a person towards the right path. It may not have penetrated his heart deeply, but he follows it and he acts upon it. The opposite, which is istikbar. And this is where a person may understand that no, religion is right. There is a need for religion, but he purposefully does not submit to it. He does not even, you know, in the apparent manner submit to it, even though he knows that it is needed, even though he knows it might be correct, but he does not submit to it. He intentionally goes against it. For example, a person who has apparent belief knows that he must pray. Yes, he might not understand prayer, he might not even pray with the full concentration, but he prays. On the other side, a person knowing that he must pray completely rejects it and is haughty and is spiteful. No, he has contempt for this belief. And he's like, no, I will not follow it. And it's like this. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to at least, you know, if we are able to have that istislam, to follow religion in its apparent nature. And by doing so, coming to the deeper and a pure understanding of what religion is. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhal muzammil, qum al-layla illa qalila, nisfahu
aw inqus minhu qalila, aw zid 'alayhi wa rattilil qur'ana tartila.
Qad 'awtuka rabbi bi qur'ani jannibni harrani.
Let's recite the Quran.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu Alaikum. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran from IRIB English Radio, a program which aims to make us more familiar with the Holy Quran. This program consists of many interesting parts. We are going to listen to a recitation by a famous reciter. An expert of the tajweed of the Quran will analyze the recitation. And also, in the final part, we will have amazing stories about those people whose lives have been changed by the Noble Quran. You're tuned to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And I, Mahdi, ask you to stay tuned.
Dear audience,
Now it's time to listen to the recitation of Surah Zilzal, recited by Brother Qasim Razi'i.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعماله فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره صدق الله العلي العظيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, and what you just listened to was the recitation of Surah Zilzal, recited by Brother Qasim Razi'i. Now let's analyze this recitation in terms of the rules of Tajweed. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Idha zulzilatil ardu zilzalaha. In the word al-arb, we have ra with sukoon, preceded by a letter with a fatha. Therefore, the ra has to be pronounced with tafkheem, meaning thickness. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ In the word أَخْرَجَتِ, we have a kha with a sukoon, which means we have to apply tafkheem to the second lowest level. وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا We simply keep the lips in a neutral position without changing its shape. And in that way, we have pronounced kha with the second lowest level of tafkheem. أَثْقَالَهَا The qaf has the highest level of tafkheem. And in the word al-ardu, the dad has a moderate level of tafkheem because it was a dhamma. While in the word afqalaha, the qaf has the highest level of tafkheem because of the alful mad. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا Again, we have a qala, and then we have ikhfaf nun sakina in the word al-insan. In the word insan, the nun is sakin followed by the letter sin. Sin is one of the letters of ikhfa. So you have to apply ikhfa by bringing the articulators close to the place of articulation of sin and keeping it there for two vowel counts. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا Again, another ikhfa of nun sakina. يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ Again, this time we have to approximate the place of articulation of ta
بأن ربك أوحى لها. We have a noon with a shadda. We have to nasalize the noon for two vowel counts. Rabbaka, the ra has fatha. It has to be read with tafkhim, with a full mouth. Yawma idhi yasdurun nasu ashtata liyuraw a'malahum. In the phrase yawma idhi yasdur, we have idgham of noon sakina into the letter ya. And it is ma'al ghunna. You have to nasalize the ya for two vowel counts after applying the idgham. يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. We have another idgham of Nun Sakina into the letter of Yarmalun, into the letter Lam, in the phrase أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْ. It's بِلَا غُنَّة. There is no غُنَّة. أَعْمَالَهُمْ. The عين is Sakin. We have to pronounce it without قَلْقَلَة. We're not supposed to say أَعْمَالَهُمْ. That's incorrect. Or if we say أَعْمَالَهُمْ is also incorrect. That would be with اختلاص, with too much اختلاص. And that's also incorrect. It's أَعْمَالَهُمْ. أَعْمَالَهُمْ. You pronounce the عين completely and then you pronounce the mean. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. We have another إدغام مع الغنة. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مثقال ذرة خيرة. We have إظهار of Nun Sakina here. ذرة خيرة. And in the phrase خيرا يرى, we have another إظهار of Nun Sakina into one of the letters of يمون, which means it's مع الغنة. So the ya has to be nasalized after the إظهار is applied. ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يرى. We have another idgham al ghunna. Man ya'mal dharratin sharran. This is ikhfa of nun sakina. And sharran yara. This is again idgham al ghunna of nun sakina into the letter ya, which is ma'al ghunna. Thank you, dear listeners of Arabi English Radio, for listening to this segment of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. I now invite you to listen to the next segment of this program. Thank you.
Dear brothers and sisters in faith, you're listening to Let's Recite the Quran from IRIB English Radio. As you may know, the Quran is a book that can change the life of the one who is in contact with it. In this segment, Brother Yasser Ibrahim is going to tell us stories of those that their lives have been changed by the Noble Quran.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome back to our program, where we try to find out or narrate certain stories that have been narrated regarding the Holy Quran and how the verses impacted the lives of certain individuals. Today we'll be looking at the 59th verse of Surah Yasin again. So verse number 59 from chapter number 36, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the Day of Judgment, that أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وامتازوا اليوم أيها المجرمون. Basically speaking about the separation of the guilty ones on that particular day. Now, some of the exegetes and commentators of the Holy Quran differentiate of what the separation is, but that is for the commentators and the mufassirin to better explain. So the translation of the verse very simply is this. It says, and get apart today, you guilty ones. So there was a companion of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, whose name was Sa'id ibn Jubayr. Now Sa'id ibn Jubayr was a person who, was a tabi'i. Now what do we mean by tabi'i? Tabi'i are those individuals who are the students of the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this Sa'id ibn Jubayr was a student of Ibn Abbas, who obviously was a student of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we know, Ibn Abbas was one of the first mufassirin of the Holy Quran, obviously being a student of the nafs of the Holy Quran, being the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Imam Ali alayhi salam. So anyway, it is narrated that one night, this companion of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, this tabi'i, wanted to get up and do ibadah and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he began to recite the Holy Quran, and he came to this verse that وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. When he recited the verse, he went back to the beginning of the verse and recited it again, and he recited it again. And it is mentioned in the story that he recited this verse until daybreak came. So till the time of Fajr, apparently, that the whole night he spent in reading this one verse of the Holy Quran. Now, why did he do that? Many possibilities that he wanted to understand and to, you know, impart on himself that do not be one of the mujrimun. Do not be of those who are guilty. Check yourself. You know, make sure that you are not on that path of those who are on that day will be separated, as some of the Mufassirin say, from those who are good. Do not be of those who on that day will be separated from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. He wanted to inculcate that, to imprint that on his heart. And the verse is a very powerful verse. For if you are not with the good ones on that day, you are surely and definitely with the losers on that day. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to separate us from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam on the Day of Judgment, not to separate us from the good ones on the Day of Judgment, insha'Allah. Until next time, my dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, that was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And you can also visit us on our website, that is parstoday.com. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Call of Islam Radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala
previously, dear listeners, it was mentioned that this dua, supplication of Kumail, is regarded as the insanul adaya, which proves its great importance between the other du'as and supplications. Allama Majlisi narrates from Iqbal of Sayyid ibn Tawus in his book that Kumail said, "One day I was with my master Ali in Kufa. We were talking about Sha'ban the 15th. Imam alayhi salam said, 'One who spends that night worshipping and recites dua Khidr, his prayer will be answered for sure.' When Imam alayhi salam returned home, I went to him. He said, 'What do you want?' I answered, 'I have come to you so that you may teach me dua of Khidr.' He told me to sit down. Then he alayhi salam said, 'O Kumail, when you memorize this dua recited every Thursday night, or once in a month, or once in a year, or once in your lifetime, and Allah will save you from enemies, help you, extend your sustenance, and forgive your sins. O Kumail, your extended and faithful service has made me teach you such a blissful dua.' And he said, 'Write it down,' and then he recited it to me. And this is how this Kumail supplication came into being. In fact, this is how it came to be known. The divine theologist Kaf'ami writes in his book Misbah, Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam recited this dua while in prostration. The supplicant should recite this dua on Thursday nights, and the supplicant should try to present himself before Allah with tears, and they are so valuable, and those tears will hasten the forgiveness of sins and will attract Almighty Allah's blessings, inshallah. It is narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, 'Ma min shay'in illa wa lahu kaylun wa wazn illa dumu'. Everything has a special scale except tears. فَإِنَّ الْقَطْرَةَ تُطْفِئُ بِحَارًا مِنَ النَّارِ. A drop of tear extinguishes oceans of fire. وَلَوْ أَنَّ بَاكِيًا بَكَى فِي أُمَّةٍ لَرُحِمُ. Allah forbids inferno from burning a tearful eye, and in fact, if there is one tearful person from Allah's fear in any nation, all the people will be forgiven because of him. كُلُّ عَيْنٍ بَاكِيَةٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِلَّا ثَلَاثَةٌ. All people are tearful in hereafter, except three. عَيْنٌ غُضَّتْ عَنْ مَحَارِمِ اللَّهِ. One who has closed his eyes to what Allah has forbidden. وَعَيْنٌ سَهِرَتْ فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. And the one who remains alive and remains awake for Allah. وَعَيْنٌ بَكَتْ فِي جَوْفِ اللَّيْلِ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. And the one who cries for the tears of Allah at midnight.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful. Oh Allah, bless Muhammad and his progeny. Oh Allah, I beseech you, by your mercy which encompasses everything, and by your power by which you overcome everything, and which submits to it everything, and humble before it is everything. And by your might by which you conquer everything, and by your majesty against which nothing can stand, and by your greatness which prevails over everything, and by your authority which is exercised over everything.
and by your own self that shall endure forever after everything has vanished, and by your names which manifest your power over everything, and by your knowledge which pervades everything, and by the light of your face which illuminates everything. O he who is light, O he most holy, O he who is light, O he most holy.
Having this rather long introduction in our minds, let's just go ahead and start the commentary of this dua. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Now, there are some reasons why this dua begins with such an illuminating phrase. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam narrated from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who narrated from Allah that the Almighty himself has stated, كل أمر ذي بال لا يذكر بسم الله فيه فهو أبتر. Any important job which is done without Allah's remembrance is tarnished and useless. The late Tabarsi narrates from Imam Musa ibn Ja'far alayhi salam in his book Makarim al-Akhlaq that there is no grief-stricken individual who says Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 3 times while looking up to the sky, where in return Allah eliminates his grief if he wills. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio.
Log on to our website,
www.parstoday.com/en.
Stories from the past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, brothers and sisters. Thank you so very much for joining me on this episode of The Lantern. I'd like to address the turmoil that right now, as I am recording this, the world is facing regarding the holy and beloved land of Palestine, inshallah, with the reappearance of the Imam of our time. May Allah put an end to all this injustice, oppression, and tyranny. Amin ya Rab. So, without further ado, let's get to our discussion for today. There's a very interesting hadith from our Ma'asumin alayhi salam, which says, do for your world, strive for your world as if you're going to live forever, and strive for your hereafter as if you're going to die tomorrow. When you feel like you're going to live forever, it indicates that you have time. And in this context, you would allow yourself to procrastinate. So you don't feel like your time is coming to an immediate end. So you allow yourself a little leverage. You allow yourself hesitation in order to get things done. And when we have this mindset toward our life in the world, it will lead to us not being too greedy, not being in a hurry to cultivate and accumulate wealth and material objects, and it will not, our focus and attention would not constantly be on stressing about, oh my God, I'm running out of time, I have to, you know, do this and that, I have to do this and that, and I have deadlines to meet, in terms of luxury and comfort and worldly matters. And because I'm going to die tomorrow, it means that I don't have much time to strive and collect provision for my hereafter, and I will have a sense of urgency